All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the moment, well, some of you have been waiting for. We're back with acting lessons. Acting lessons isn't doing as well as some of our other games. But we do want to go through it because of its, you know, age, and it's connected to the being a dick, and it's the first game that he did, so we kind of want to do it.
Well,
but
gotta look at it
I know for
where he was learning to draw, and then
he's learning to render.
The master class, yeah, he's in being a dick.
Yeah, he was learning to render. Also, you know, I'm gonna do some more Depraved Awakening, and eventually, when we do finish this, we'll go back to like Lust Academy, because yeah, that's the one that I think a lot of people want. There's so many. There's really so many of them. There's actually one I played. It's not really one of these. It's more of an adventure game, but it's got the similar render. But it's called, what is it called? Magic Pussy Chapter 1. And basically, the game, instead of everything being static, everything is animated. The whole thing is fully animated. It is really awesome looking. And I mean, it's, I think it's free right now. I think you can get the No, it's not free. It's I think you can only get it by Patreon. So if you're interested in Magic Pussy, you can check that out. Also, a dozen of adult games have jumped onto GOG. And I do mean a baker's dozen. There's quite a few, with more coming. So, if you want this, which is also on GOG, you can pick it up. And there's going to be more coming, because I've talked to devs and I've told them, just give your stuff to GOG. Yeah, I know. I understand German and Australian customers. They don't let you buy. It's not, I can't do anything about that, you know. I'm not going to tell you to use a VPN, and I'm not going to tell you not to use a VPN. Because technically, GOG TOS, they don't like when you use a VPN, but I know how it is. Like, I know how it is, guys. Also, there is, well, Man of the House and Mystic Manor. We can kind of go through some of those. Like, there's really so many of these adult games we can do. And I still want to continue Leap of Faith. Don't forget, we're going to finish that. But right now, let's continue with acting lessons. I'd say you are doing the mute trick again, but I can already see that you're impressed. So, Grim, have you ever fucked a cheerleader before? Oh, and by the way, my Fansly application has been accepted. I don't know yet what I'm going to do, but I know for sure I can publish adult game videos there. I just have to give them my tax information. And yeah, when you go to Fansly, you're going to see Thoughts and VTubers, okay? They're there. That's my competition. I don't think I'm going to beat them. I'm not trying to beat them. But if you want a site that's going to be a little more lenient, like we can't go hardcore, but a little more lenient to some of this stuff, Fansly. And obviously, that'll be a subscription tier. I don't know. I don't think you do like free videos. But I'll do like a $5, $10, and $15 thing if you want to, you know, subscribe to some of those. But basically what I'm going to give you is like the uncut videos. I mean, you can see them here on BitChute or MGTOW.TV. But if you want to support me, you can go to Fansly. I haven't got anything really set up yet. And I'm going to start with a lot of our old videos, a lot of those Starless videos and stuff that I've done. So, you know, that stuff will be there. But that's pretty much all I have to say on that end. And again, that's up to you. No one's saying we're moving the Fansly. I'm not doing anything like that. It's just an alternative. Also, if something goes down, we'll have that kind of as a backup. Of course, I don't think MGTOW.TV is going down, but I never know. There'll always be some sort of way that we'll stay up, or we'll try to. And BitChute's been really good, and I think my BitChute audience, even that guy that gave me like a thumbs down, because there was a guy that also gave me a thumbs up on the same video. So, you both loved and hated our last acting lessons. Sorry about that, guys. Hopefully we'll do better. Obviously, I'm more awake than I was last time, so let's get this fucking started. So, Grim, have you ever fucked a cheerleader before? No, I don't think I have. Yes, back in college. Oh, yeah, I did. I did, actually, because one of the women that I had sex with, the first woman I had sex with, she was a former cheerleader. Uh-huh. Yes, back in college. I shouldn't tell her that, though. Only in my dreams, Hedwig. Maybe I should pinch you to check if you're dreaming. If I wake up now, I'm going ballistic. I mean, you still got a lot to work on, but it's better. Still looking a little red, but not as red. How badly do you want me to suck your cock, Grim? Very badly, Hedwig. Okay, it's a little better. Lie down on the bed, Grim. I want to show you my riding skills. I want it deep inside me, Grim.
It still looks half...
I mean, it's a little better. You notice you see that little animation thing on her, that little, the little wave that seems to go on her breast. You notice that?
Yeah.
Maybe that's just my autism. But yeah, that's a, I mean, it's just him, again, this is him just starting out. He wasn't.
No, I'm saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're not.
Yeah.
They're still pancakes.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, it's a little.
No,
yeah, it's also shows the earliness of the engine, because
yeah.
I mean stuff evolves, and that's how things are so good now. Oh yes, just like that. Get on top of me, Grim. Stop teasing me and put it in already. Oh yes. You know what we might.
Two limbs.
You know what we might do.
Yeah.
We might just start doing two 30 and 30. Instead of doing a whole acting lessons, we might just do 30 and 30 because acting lessons isn't that good. And we can also do Lust Academy,
that
which is probably better.
That way we can get something someone wants to say and something they can experiment with. Still kind of want to say that, you know, if you like the story, it's still...
Yeah, I know. Fuck me from behind, Grim. It feels so good, Grim. Well, haven't we done them all? Blowjob, the cowgirl, the missionary.
We hadn't even started it.
Yeah, well, it was the missionary. I mean, she looks really, pleased.
Oh, yeah, she looks like she's overjoyed.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. It wasn't great in
the
beginning.
Sorry, kicking in. I'm getting a little sleepy-eyed.
Oh, shit. I'm going to come. Come all over my tits, Grim. Promise we'll have better shit. Mmm, that was so sexy, Grim. This was unbelievable. Feels good to be home, but holy shit, what a great night that was. Huh? Why is she sleeping on the couch? Is that a note? Dear Grim, I hope your night out with Liam was fun. I spent the evening practicing for tomorrow. I'm feeling very nervous about the audition, though. Thank you for all the help earlier. I'm so glad that you actually dared to kiss me when we acted. It really made me feel more prepared for that love scene. I'm really writing this note just to let you know that you can take the bed tonight. It's not fair that I should get to sleep in your bed when you've already done so much for me. I was gonna ask you if you would like to share the bed with me. It looks big enough for both of us. But I didn't want to be presumptuous, so I took the couch for tonight. Sleep well, Grim. XO. Megan. Megan. Carry her to your bed. I think I can carry her to my bed without waking her up. She's not that heavy. Grim? What are you doing? Sorry, Megan, I didn't mean to wake you. I just wanted to carry you to the bed. I know the couch is not comfortable for you to sleep on. Episode 2, Relationship Report. Now is a perfect time to save your game.
Until next time. No.
Not ready yet. We're going to give them a little more.
I'm joking.
You chose to spend your time with Megan and Melissa instead of hanging out with Liam. You told Liam you fucked Melissa behind Megan's back. You're Liam's best friend. Leah called you because she was concerned about your health. You went on a lunch date with Leah. You told Leah that you're living with Megan. Leah feels weird about it. She lusts for you. You have a dinner date with Leah tomorrow. You chose to meet Melissa over hanging with Liam. You offered Melissa a ride and intervened when Peter abused her. You fucked Melissa behind Megan's back. Melissa is hot for you. Raina. Raina knows you, but you haven't been introduced yet. You will meet Raina when you attend the improv classes tomorrow. You had a one-night stand with Hedwig. Megan doubts your judgment after telling her that she was right for the part of Elizabeth.
Really?
You peeked at Megan masturbating in the shower. Megan blames drinking wine for a poor performance during the audition. Megan adores you for intervening when Melissa was abused by Peter. You kissed Megan when practicing for the romantic play. You told Megan that she was perfect for the part of Jenna in the romantic play. Episode 3, Memory Lane. Megan already left for her audition. She actually kissed me last night. I can't believe it. I'm starting to get feelings for her. This hasn't happened since I was with Anna. Having sex with Hedwig was unbelievable too. But Megan, she's something else. The situation we're in is starting to feel a bit weird. Getting feelings for someone who absolutely relies on you. Both in tough spots. I'm sure Megan feels that way too. Then there's Melissa and Leah. What the fuck am I doing? This is so unlike me. It wasn't this way before Anna, right? God, I can't think straight. Let's pop in the contacts. I can't believe I forgot to wear them lately. Everything's been quite blurry. There we go. Let's call Liam and thank him for last night. I'm sure he wants to talk about all the fun he had. Dial tone. Wingman, fucking finally. Don't waste another second. How was it? Haha, it was amazing. If I could show you pictures, I would. Details, bro, details. Okay, so we get back to her place, right? Uh-huh. And get this, she leaves the room without telling me to get comfortable. While telling me to get comfortable, rather. Uh-huh. So I remove all my clothes and start warming up as she walks back in a cheerleader uniform. What? Ha-ha, yes! So she asked me if I've ever fucked a cheerleader before, and then it was on. Bro, stop it before I get a boner. So thank you for being my wingman, it was awesome. Enough about me, what about you? How was she? Oh dude, what a fucking nympho. She was squirting left and right when I was done with her. I didn't even need to shower because of it. Excuse you lady, I'm having a private conversation here.
Yep, that's how people.
That's great to hear, Liam, you deserve it. I'm sorry for not setting up a threesome for you. Stop it, Liam. I can cross that item off my bucket list another time. By the way, that wasn't everything that happened yesterday. When I came back home, I kissed Megan and then slept in the same bed as her. What a fucking legend. I'm so happy for you. You think it will evolve into something more? I don't know, Liam. I really hope so. I think I'm falling for her. Well, then you better stop fucking side chicks, dude. It's about time I meet your sweetheart today. I can help you speed things along, you know. I'd love for you two to meet. Please just don't do anything stupid. No promises there, bro. I have the perfect plan for the day. Also, I have something I want to show you. What is it? You'll see. I think you'll like it. When can I come pick you up? Well, Megan and I are going to an improv class later in the afternoon. I think we could do something in an hour or two when she comes back from her audition. But you don't have to pick us up. Just tell us where to meet. Nah, I'm picking you up. I'll drop by soon then. Alright. Great talking to you, bro. Later. Liam's always so spontaneous. Wonder what he's plotting. Should get ready for the day. Not making the same mistake going out with a towel again. Without a towel again. Nude much? Melissa, when did you come? Couple of nights ago with you, remember? That wasn't what I meant. Sorry for being indecent. That's okay, Grim. Not that I'm not happy to see you, Melissa, but what are you doing here? Megan called and asked me to drop by. She should be home pretty soon. I came a little bit earlier since I figured we could use some alone time before she comes back. Maybe pick up from where we left off last time. As you just said, Megan will be back soon. Come on, Grim, don't be so nervous. Live a little. I mean, you're already in your birthday suit.
If you're trying to get with Melissa, and apparently,
but sorry, Melissa, I've been thinking a lot lately. I don't think what we started is the best idea. It was only a one-time thing. I hope I didn't lead you on. I'd prefer if we could remain friends. Sure, Grim. I was just joking. I was just looking to have some fun, that's all. Are you hungry? I'm going to prepare some brunch for us. Love it. Door closes. That must be Megan coming back from her audition. Hey, guys. Hi, Megan. What's up, girl? Oh, brunch. Yummy. I do love fucking brunch. So tell us, how did it go? I know that cyberpunk game that we played might have you guys believing otherwise, but I fucking love brunch. It went great. They loved me. They say my rendition of Jenna was perfect. And that's because I don't eat shit for breakfast. Like, I eat a candy bar for breakfast. That's my fucking breakfast. Yeah. Candy bar and coffee. Yeah. That's pretty much it.
Sugar.
Well, peanuts and chocolate.
Nuts. Chocolate nuts.
And coffee. I always have a frappe. It went great. They loved me. They said my rendition of Jenna was perfect. Frappe, frappuccino. It's not a frappe. Frappuccino. That's what I fucking like. They said my rendition of Jenna was perfect. So you got the job. No, not yet. They still have a couple more actresses trying out for the part. But I'm really hopeful. That's awesome. Right? Thank you, Grim, for helping me rehearse. Your judgment on my acting performance isn't always right, but this time you absolutely nailed it. Was it weird to kiss some stranger during the audition? Great, Melissa's asking the question that I don't dare ask. It was weird, but it wasn't some stranger. Remember Raina? Wait, what? The blue-haired chick I saw you with once? Yeah, that's her. She's playing Joe in this play, so I had to act against her. What? Are you alright, Grim? I thought Joe was a guy's name. Haha, no. Didn't you get that from the title of the play? What?
Oh,
falling
so
out of love with
out.
Josephine. Joe's short for Josephine. But what's up with the kissing and all? A girl kissing a girl. Oh, I get it. Haha, I think Grim here will buy front and center tickets to every show. Haha, I can't believe you thought it was another guy, Grim. That's hilarious. Didn't you find Joe's dialogue feminine? No.
Not at all.
I'm so relieved. Anyway, so Liam called earlier. Who's Liam? Hey, he's Grim's best friend. They went out partying last night. Oh, that sounds fun. You should bring me and Megan along sometime. Where did you go? Oh, we definitely should do a night out together. We went to this new club called Inferno. I've been there. It's fucking awesome. I want to go too. I could have gone with him yesterday if it wasn't for my audition. We'll make it happen soon then. Either way, I talked to Liam earlier, and he had some plans for us today. He's dropping by shortly to pick us up. Great, I finally get to meet him. Just remember that we have improv class in the afternoon. Yes, of course. Melissa, you should join us today. I won't stick around for the improv, but sure I can tag along for some fun with your friend. Doorbell rings. Speak of the devil. Oh, sorry, I must be in the wrong house. There's no way that my pal Grim would have two beautiful ladies in his home. Haha, everyone, this is Liam. Liam, this is Megan and her best friend, Melissa. I see. Megan, the girl Grim won't stop talking about, huh? Relax, girl, I'm just teasing you. Nice to meet you, girls. My boy here has a great taste in woman, you know. Haha, I just
women?
Met you, Liam. Women, he said women. Haha, I've just met you, Liam. But I can already tell that you and Melissa are just the same.
Don't read too good.
Don't be doing that. Beautiful and charming.
I'm Tropic Thunder Simplejack. I like the horses. They're beating them with a stick.
I was thinking self-confident and amusing. Aha, I like Liam's description better. So it'll be the four of us today then? Awesome. About what? About that. What was the surprise you had? Let's go outside and show you. I present to you the Liam-mobile. Oh man, that looks like a real nice one. Wow, did you buy a new car? Yeah, I traded my old one for it. I love it, Liam. It suits you perfectly. I don't like the way you said that, but whatever.
Oh, is that what he's... Oh, Liam is happy.
Right. Well, that's what I thought, too.
Looks like a vehicle of success.
Yeah, it does. Seriously, the Liam-mobile? What are you, 5? Haha, it does sound kind of silly. Well, it was either that or the Blackmobile. Hey! Well, I'm gonna go with the Blackmobile on that one.
That's pretty good.
What do you think I should call it, Graham? Dude, call it the Blackmobile. I think it would be fun if you called it the Blackmobile. Ah, yeah, that is a better name for it, right? Thanks, Graham. Let's take it for a spin, guys.
Oh, no, here comes the Black Man.
Black Man.
There's the new series run for DC.
Are we really going with you in this car? Of course. I mean, it looks super fast. Trust me, Megan, I don't drive like a maniac, you know. Ooh, look how fast it goes! Didn't you promise to take it easy? Come on, where's the fun in that? Am I right, Melissa? Fuck yeah, this is what I call living! Megan looks a bit scared. Hey, Megan. Yeah? Megan's stomach tingles. She's blushing.
She won't even think twice when she flies over the windshield.
See? She's blushing. You ever been in a ride like this before, Missy? How, I like that nickname. I bet you do. No, I never got the chance to. What about you, Megan? Nope, it definitely is a new experience for me. Will you tell us now where we're heading? Aha, you never were one for surprises, Grim. You'll see soon enough. We're here. And what is here exactly, Liam? The Aqua House. I fucking love this place. I come here all the time. Yeah, that's it. They have a spa and great swimming pools.
It has 10 different glasses of water.
I figured it could be something fun to do while getting to know each other.
From muddy to clear.
It sounds fun and all, but we have no swimsuits. Don't worry, you can buy one in the reception. My treat, guys. I also thought it was a perfect chance for you to see a little bit more of Megan. He is unbelievable. So how's it been living with Grim? I can't really describe it, Melissa. It's perfect and weird at the same time. What does that mean? Last night, I kissed him. Were you rehearsing for your play or something? It was an actual kiss. It was wonderful. I really wanted to do it. But it still feels awkward because I'm so dependent on him. I mean, without him, I'd have to move back in with my parents. I'm not sure if it's a good idea to get feelings for him. What? Are you falling for him? You barely know the guy. Just that he treats me so well and I love being with him. I never would have thought it could happen this fast, but I think I am, Melissa. Fuck, now I feel like a really shitty friend.
What a fucking
mess I've made. Now I get why Grim wasn't up for a quickie this morning. Megan, I had no idea. I was just fucking around with those sexual innuendos about you two. That's okay, Missy. That name is catching on quick, huh? I like it too, you know. Haha, you even sound like Liam. Y'all right there, Grim? Yeah, but I think my swim trunks are a bit tight.
Will you get your cock away from me?
Oh, ha ha! Look at that! They gave you the kitty size! Fuck you, Liam! As long as you don't get a boner, I think you're fine.
Buzz, the chocolate daddy, sir.
That girl, Melissa, seems kind of fun! Yeah, I guess she is. Are you interested in her? Because I'm not. Nah, bro, thanks for asking, but she's not really my type. That never stopped you before, right? Also, you're totally alike. Even Megan thought so. That's true, but I'll pass on this one. But it's nice hanging around cool chicks, you know. Oh yeah, before we head out there, I'll make sure you get some alone time with Megan while we're here. Thanks, I'd appreciate that. Just give me the sign, I'll set something up. What sign? Just work the word titties into the conversation and I'll make it happen. Seriously? Titties? Isn't there a better word we can use? How am I supposed to make a sentence of the word titties sound natural in front of Megan and Melissa? I don't know, dude, but that's your problem. I don't make the rules. What? But you just said... Cannonball! Whoa!
It looked like he gained 20 pounds when he...
Come on, dude, hop in! Aha, someone seems excited.
Get out the pool!
And there's the girls.
Ook-a-doke.
There's the girls again. It's not gonna be the thumbnail. Yeah, he really is. Ah, what the fuck are you wearing, Grim? Those are way too tight for you. Nothing wrong with showing off the goods, am I right, Megan? Let's go swim. Look at her blush. Looks like Melissa's enjoying herself. Yeah, I'm glad to see her this happy.
About that swing set.
Aha, I got you. There's nothing wrong with her swimsuit.
No.
Oh! It
looked like it pancaked everything down.
Splash her black? Her black. Nope, she's already her black.
Splash her black. There's a million ideas to say going through my head. I'm not going to say none of them.
We're gonna splash her back.
Ink fight. No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ah. Aha, it's on. Well, there we go.
Yeah, get you some.
Aha. Hey, guys, how about a friendly competition? What do you have in mind? Let's split up in two teams and do a water bottle. That sounds fun. I'm in. So how do we decide on teams? Grim can decide. Who you want on your team?
Megan and Carter.
Okay, let's do me and Megan versus you and Melissa. Aha, wrong choice, Grim. I was born in the water. So how do we do this? The girls get up on our backs and then we battle. First girl in the water loses. Best out of three. Help me get up, Grim. Thanks. So what's our strategy? I say we rush them. Really? Yeah, go all in. I think they won't see it coming. Charge! Haha, attack them, Grim. You suckers are going down. No! Haha, who's the suckers now, you know?
Didn't look very hard.
Aha, Megan is adorable. Damn it, Liam. Wow, Melissa doesn't like to lose. Same strategy again? Yeah, now we finish them. Charge! Aha, you're going down. Ah! We won! Aha, Team Missy for the win. Uh-huh. Come on, we must win this one. Charge! We're unbeatable. No, I'm losing my balance. Ah! We win. Great job, Missy. That's really fun, you guys. Yeah, I love these kind of games. Had enough swimming, Grim? Yeah, my stamina isn't what it used to be, I'm afraid. How about you? Me too. I'd like to go relax in the spa. Maybe sit in the hot tub for a bit. Man, I love the fucking hot tub. That sounds nice. What are we up to? We're thinking of going to the spa. Are you coming? I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, why not? Titties!
Damn it. Liam is really going to make me say it. Titties. What'd you say, Grim? Yeah, what was that? I couldn't hear you. I'm freezing my titties off here. Let's go to the hot tub. Your titties? Fucking Liam. It's a weird thing to say. You guys go on ahead. I'll stay here with Missy for a while. We'll join you later. Wow, Megan is really beautiful in that two-piece. Oh, the water feels nice. Yeah, I bet it does. Yeah, it does. It's been ages since I sat in a hot tub. Okay, so while they're sitting in the hot tub and I'm sitting here wishing I had a hot tub, so hot tubs are fucking amazing. This is gonna be the Grim Lord, and I'll be out for acting lessons, and we'll see you guys next week with another slice of acting lessons.
That's weird.